Apparently, there was a man in Oregon who had called 911 because his family was being held hostage by an aggressive cat.
Yeah, we talked about
this. Did you talk about that story?
Yes.
You know what they've decided to do now? They've decided to send the cat to therapy with a pet psychologist to see if the cat can be calmed down a little bit.
It's pretty. Cat did go berserk, but it was a pretty ridiculous story.
Yeah, well, they're gonna keep it. They're gonna try to put it through therapy and see if that doesn't straighten things out with the kitty.
So last year, Richard Weiner and his wife, they hired a 58-year-old Coldwell banker real estate agent named Robert Lindsay to sell their house in Way, New Jersey. And once it hit the market, they moved out. They installed motion-detecting security cameras in the house to make sure no one broke in or vandalized the place while it was empty. And they were shocked when they saw that Robert was in their house over and over again having relations with a blonde woman. Robert is married. And it wasn't his wife. Woman turned out to be 46-year-old Jean Marie Phelan, another real estate agent who's also married. So Richard sued Robert and Coldwell Banker. He accused them of listing the house at $650,000, which is way too high, just to keep it empty so he could continue his affair. Coldwell Banker stopped working with both Robert and Jean Marie, and they countersued Richard, claiming he was extorting them. He just responded to that countersuit by giving some footage of them in his house to Inside Edition.
Oh, how nice. Yes, those Coldwell Banker agents, though, you know. Not around here, though, of course. 40-year-old single dad in China has been walking 18 miles a day to carry his disabled son back and forth from school because they don't have public transportation. He says it's worth it. The child is at the top of the class. He wants to send him to college someday. It's apparently become a huge story in China. The local government now is renting an apartment for them so they'll be closer to the school. That's pretty cool.
Some random facts for you on this Wednesday. Did you know that Antarctica is technically considered a desert? It makes it the largest desert on the planet. Saddam Hussein wrote a romance novel back in 2000. It was called Sabaya and the King, and it was about a woman who leaves her cruel husband for the king in medieval Iraq. Oregon is the only U.S. state with a flag that's different on both sides. One side says State of Oregon, 1859, and has the state seal. The other side shows a beaver chewing a log. Buzz Lightyear from Toy Story, his original name was Lunar Larry. And Stan Lee served in the Army during World War II and as an official Army playwright. Dr. Seuss also served as a playwright with him. They created pamphlets for soldiers about how to avoid getting VD.
34-year-old man in Arizona was arrested from jail on Thursday morning after serving 5 months for drugs. It took 66 minutes. And he's back in police custody. 66 minutes later, he and the guy who picked him up pulled over, marijuana in the car, and apparently a fully loaded gun as well, too.
So that's got to be some kind of like record
or
something.
Pretty impressive, isn't
it?
Yeah, back in the clink in 66 minutes. Wow. Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.